Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Balancing Effort and Emunah, and it's a vital answer to what many people are asking now in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic about how much we should be putting effort into doing everything that the medical authorities tell us to do and how much we should be relying on faith and trust, what we call Emunah and Bitachon. Let me answer with a metaphor. Imagine that you have a shower with the two old-time faucets, the separate red one on the left that you turn on for the hot water, and the separate blue one on the right that you turn on for the cold water. Nowadays, the modern faucets have one handle that you maneuver to the right or to the left to get the water temperature you desire. But with the old faucets, you had to do this balancing act to get the exact water temperature that your body is comfortable with. Well, suppose the water coming out of the shower head is too cold. You can now do one of two things. Either you turn down the cold water or you turn up the hot water. Well, sometimes you think the easiest thing to do is to turn down the cold water, but then you're only left with the trickle. In that case, it's better to turn up the hot water and maintain decent water pressure, because if there's only a trickle, it's going to take you an hour to shower. Well, let's go a step further and let you understand what we're talking about. Imagine that the right side blue cold water faucet is effort, what we call hishtadlus, while the left side red hot water faucet is faith and trust, what we call emunah and bitachon. Our health authorities are telling us to do an entire list of things to keep ourselves healthy. A week ago, they were recommendations, but now they're mandatory. For example, we have to keep 2 meters, which is 6 feet more or less, between people, and even then, not more than 10 people are allowed to congregate in a single place. We can't leave home except to buy food or medicine, and even then, it must be in the proximity of where we live. We have to wash our hands with soap repeated times a day, and we have to adhere to the laws of hygiene in every single way we can. Well, all of a sudden, we find ourselves doing all kinds of extra effort, hishtadlus, that we didn't do until now. This could be like pouring cold water on our emunah when we think that avoiding and overcoming the coronavirus depends on doctors and the health department, quarantine and hygiene. Well, that's a very cold shower for the soul. This is a time of crisis, and we have to turn on more spiritual hot water. In other words, more emunah and bitachon, more faith and trust in Hashem, to warm up our souls and to maintain our spiritual hygiene. On the other hand, there are ridiculous people that scoff at health department regulations and say that emunah is all they need without doing the prescribed effort. Well, those people are burning their souls with a boiling hot shower of emunah and no effort to temper it. Really, it's not emunah at all, because the type of fake emunah that says we don't need effort can lead people into carelessness, to the effect that they infect other people, and if they infect other people, they become potential accomplices of attempted murder, even murder itself. Why is that? If a person fails to heed government health directives or the traffic laws, for example, he or she is transgressing the Torah. Therefore, when the shower of emunah is too hot, we have to add the cold water of proper effort to properly temper things. People ask, why can't we live on effort alone or on emunah alone? Well, the answer is simple. An angel is a spiritual entity in its entirety. Therefore, the angel can live on emunah alone. An animal, outside of its basic life force, what we call nefesh, is completely physical. So an animal can suffice on effort alone, spending most of its time foraging in search of sustenance. Well, since we humans have the bodies of animals and the souls of angels, we need both the effort and the emunah, the hot water faucet and the cold water faucet. One without the other will either freeze us or burn us. Therefore, if we want a pleasant life in this world, we have to constantly fine-tune our balance between emunah and effort. And a person can't roll his eyes to the heavens and say, oh, Hashem will provide, or Hashem will cure, and then lie in bed doing nothing, or ignoring the health authorities' regulations, and then expecting to stay healthy. It doesn't work like that. A person has to do his effort. But when Hashem himself makes a person sick, or takes a person's job away, or lays him off from work temporarily, then the effort from work at the factory or at the store or the office has to be replaced by the effort of prayer. But prayer without emunah is like cold water that can't warm the soul. So we have to turn on the hot water of emunah to make our prayers warm enough to cleanse our souls and thereby be accepted, where the Almighty will quickly end the pandemic and turn our days of mourning and sadness into the intense joy of redemption, Mashiach, speedily in our days. Amen. Take care, be healthy, and God bless.